Test 5. You will hear a number of different recordings, and you will have to answer questions on what you hear. There will be time for you to read the instructions and questions, and you will have a chance to check your work. All the recordings will be played once only. The test is in 4 sections. At the end of the test, you will be given 10 minutes to transfer your answers to an answer sheet. Now turn to Section 1. Section 1. You will hear a conversation between an agent from the Student Job Centre and a student who wants to find a part-time job. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 3. You will see that there is an example which has been done for you. On this occasion only, the conversation relating to this will be played first.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning. Is this, room number 316?
Yes, that's right.
So, is this the Student Job Centre?
It certainly is. How may I help you?
Well, actually, I'm looking for a job. A part-time job. Do you have anything available at the moment?
Ah, yes. Are you a registered student? I'm afraid this service is only available to full-time students.
Yes. I'm doing my degree in statistics studies. Here's my student card.
Right. Well, let's just have a look at what positions are available at the moment. There is a job for social workers, and the workplace is in the House of the Disabled.
The agent says that the workplace for social workers is in the House of the Disabled, so disabled has been written in the space. Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen, because you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 3.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning. Is this, room number 316?
Yes, that's right.
So, is this the Student Job Centre?
It certainly is. How may I help you?
Well, actually, I'm looking for a job. A part-time job. Do you have anything available at the moment?
Ah, yes. Are you a registered student? I'm afraid this service is only available to full-time students.
Yes. I'm doing my degree in statistics studies. Here's my student card.
Right. Well, let's just have a look at what positions are available at the moment. There is a job for social workers, and the workplace is in the House of the Disabled.
That would be fine for me. What are the hours like?
You'll have to work every day, and the payment is $9 per hour. However, the skills required are not very basic, so 3 days of training is needed.
The pay is quite good, though I'm in my second year of study now and must attend some courses during the daytime, so I'm afraid I can't make it for this one. Do you have any other positions? You know, ones that I could spare more class-free time on?
That's not good then. Let's see. Here, there is one for security guards in the supermarket.
What about the pay?
The salary is pretty standard for this one. It's $25 per hour.
Great. That's much higher than I would have expected. Are there any special qualities required?
It sure offers quite a good salary. There's almost no requirement for this job, except that you must wear a uniform, which is provided.
That's very nice then. But what about exact working hours for this? I hope it will be okay for me.
The working time is from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m, and you only need to work 3 days each week.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 4 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 4 to 10.
That sounds like fun, but unfortunately, I've got other arrangements during the weekdays, so that's not possible either, I'm afraid.
Well, I think we do have something else for you. Yes, here it is. There is a vacancy for a van driving position in a furniture company that might suit you.
What is the working time for this one? On the weekends?
No, it's night work.
That's good to hear, because I'm available for most of the late hours.
And the good thing for this is that you've got variable hours to choose from, though the payment is fixed.
Any other restrictions for this one?
Yeah, it requires the driver to have reliable driving skills. You know, in case of unnecessary damage or any unwanted possibilities of accidents.
Night work is perfect, but I don't even have a driver's license, not to mention my horrible driving skills.
No driver's license. That makes it impossible at all. All right. The last option that might suit you is a job as a data entry clerk. You'll be expected to work in a school. It's actually a good place, you know.
Lovely. And what about the working hours? Not on weekdays, I hope.
Actually, you'll be working only on weekends. You get a fixed salary and you're expected to be familiar with keyboarding skills. That's not the only limit, though, because I'm afraid personal transport is also a must.
That's not a problem. I've got a bicycle to travel around with.
Great. Now, just fill out this form and we'll see what to do next.
Wonderful.
That is the end of section one. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section 2.